I got some bomb that's in the
air. Pero el lunes para llamar Dance a tu familia y a tus patas a México, Centro y Suramérica. 1-800-388-5565. 1-800-388-5565. ¿Qué esperas? Únete a Free Insurance como Enrique Pérez Pérez y llévate tu tarjeta telefónica San Bombazo y gratis.
Románticas a través de las estaciones del amor, son las 6:30 de la mañana. Después de las 7 vamos a jugar a Burrito Idol, como cada viernes, y hoy tú escoges tu premio. Hay varias opciones en la mesa, en la cocina, aquí con Omar y Argelia.
Life is pretty tough in Mexico. Parents came over to the United States and worked as laborers for maybe a couple months, 3 months, and then go back. And when they go back, they have a better life because they are able to earn a few dollars, and they can live pretty comfortable for maybe 6 months at the most. And that's the reason they go back and forth. Very cheap labor in Mexico. For example, $5 a day in the countryside. If you are a person who graduate from college and work in a factory or a company or in a government, it'll be $25 per day. It's pretty hard to tell you the truth.
México.
En tu computadora, iloveklove.com.
Pensando en ti. Ensartado.
Hasta el 30 de junio en tiendas participantes.
Manguera para limpiar la entrada del coche. Me dijeron que eso conserva 150 galones.
To make it easier than ever with the tool. A free seminar.
Why? John Mayer tickets with.
Out in select U.S. markets on the six lights.
Lease versus non-stop.
Importante tener un equipo crónico. No es todo con medida.
¿Cuánto te pisas?
Pick up. All it takes is.
First, now me a
little. Poderlo olvidar. Pero se acerca y no lo puedo.
Gallons daily. Officials had previously cited
to allow for in order to compete.
Yep, couldn't.
Pero eso no es porque mi esposo no sea celoso, eso es porque yo no soy así.
Eso. Mira, no, es que lo que no saben ustedes es que hoy vamos a cenar en Tommy Roma's.
¡Ah!
restaurante.
No me gusta la carne.
No, esa. Qué bueno. De esa. Sí, sí, por supuesto que sí. Oye, fíjense lo que son las cosas, ¿eh? Sí. De quien menos te puedes imaginar que pueda ser tan alegre, tan entusiasta y tan positiva, ajá, es de la abuela.
Sí, sí, sí.
En serio. ¿Por qué? Porque ahora sí, como dicen, caras vemos.
Más abajo no sabemos.
No sabemos. Y para el que no entendió eso, están hablando de la quesadilla. ¿Tú habías oído hablar de eso?
No, es primera vez, Mandrín.
Por supuesto que sí.
¿Esto nunca? ¿Esto se aprende todo?
¿Esto nunca?
Luego te voy a
Acá te espero. Lázate por las Coors Light. Pero tráete una caja que esté fría, ¿eh?
Sí, sí, sí. Tengo un GPS especial para eso.
Siga 2 metros y manténgase a la derecha. En 1.5 metros gire a la derecha y salude al tendero.
Hola.
Al final de la sección de los snacks se encontrará con las neveras. Usted ha llegado a su destino. Tome la caja de Coors Light con ventana con frío indicador y prepárese para pasarla bien en el reventón.
Perfecto. Coca-Cola.
Con la nueva ventana con frío indicador de Coors Light. Es así de fácil encontrar la cerveza más refrescante. Porque te deja ver, antes de comprarla, que tu Coors Light está tan fría y refrescante como los rubes.
Enviarle dinero a tu familia es decirles que cuentan contigo.
Mis papás saben que siempre los voy a ayudar con la plata que yo sé que mi mamá necesita.
Siempre me las arreglo para que no me enseñen. En Wells Fargo sabemos que tu familia es lo más importante.
Por eso te ofrecemos el servicio Wells Fargo Express Send.
La manera económica y conveniente
brasilado el niño, oye, fíjate que sí. Una compra ahí, un galón. Ah, pues ándale, pues te dejo para que vayas al bebé. Adiós, eh.
Nosotros seguimos trabajando, ¿eh? Nada de que nos trabaje, que para que nos acompañen, por favorcito. Yo sé que van a estar ocupados en su carnita asada, Dios mediante, en su descanso, pero pues aquí vamos a estar acompañándolos con muy buena programación y, por supuesto, pues mucho cotorreo. A nombre de todo el equipo del Vacío, muchas gracias, muchachos.
Gracias, gracias. Bendiciones
así
para
es.
Todos.
Regresamos con más, Dios mediante, el próximo lunes. Muchas gracias. Esto fue
El Vacilón del Don Dream.
Para la historia.
Hasta pronto, gente del chat.
¡Hola, gente del chat! We'll be right back.
Saltillo. En 97.9 La Raza.
Where the fuck you from, dude?
Ignore.
I'm from Jalisco, Mexico. That's what I'm from.
You're going back to Mexico, you
He's
fucking coward.
The
I'm the coward.
You're the fucking coward.
How am I a coward? I'm here by myself. I'm surrounded by Minutemen and I'm the coward.
What would happen if we went into your group? By
you're the fucking coward. You come here to mooch off this country. Why don't you go fix your own country?
You do?
You got no balls, huh?
Beyond 50.
You got no fucking balls.
Why did your ancestors come here from Europe? I'm indigenous to the continent. I'm indigenous to the continent. I'm indigenous to the continent. I'm indigenous to the continent.
Secure our borders!
If you've done anything in construction, you are a victim. Because not only have they taken away your job, where you still have a job, they have lowered the wage. And that makes you a victim. If you live in a neighborhood like I do, where there's chickens and goats and ducks and everything else that walks on four legs, running through the streets and in yards, if you have to live where the people have corn growing in their front yards, if you've got to live where people put their laundry on a fence, if you've got to live where your next door neighbors don't even speak your language and refuse to try, you are a victim. Traffic stops the way they do on New Year's Eve for drunks. And we'll check everybody's status, mine, yours, everybody, regardless of their color, race, creed, size, height, anything else. We will check that.
Yeah.
And once we find them, they will be deported after they give us a year of their life out there in that Mojave Desert with Sheriff Joe Arpaio. If they come back, we will give them 5 years, and then 10 years, they will get the picture. We will make it where you cannot live in this country illegally. It is fair. It is our right as Americans to demand who can come, and when they come, and how long they can stay, and under what conditions. And if we don't start demanding that, we don't deserve this America.
This afternoon, we received a call from a viewer who said a business near downtown Reno was flying a Mexican flag above an American flag, which in fact is illegal.
This after photos and comments about the flag were posted on Craigslist as early as 11:30 this morning. When we were able to have a photographer go and check everything out, we found the story to be true. It also didn't take long before the situation provoked a strong reaction. We're now going to show you, unedited, just what happened.
I'm Jim Brosser, and I took this flag down in honor of my country with a knife from the United States Army. I'm a veteran. I'm not going to see this done to my country. If they want to fight us, then they need to be men, and they need to come and fight us. But I want somebody to fight me for this flag. They're not going to get it back.
Cops right next to me. There was no reason because I had just put a coffee there and they throw their guns, put it on me like for no reason. They said, what are you doing here? I tried to explain to them what I'm doing. It's just harassing. It's more harassment now than before. Everywhere I go, I get stopped, pull over.
You folks with the church group?
It's called Under the Bridges and on the Streets.
Yes.
And it's a non-profit.
It's a non-profit organization. This doesn't bother you that most of the people you're feeding here, you're giving charity to, which is very Christian in nature, but most of these people are illegal aliens.
You know what? I don't judge who eats and who doesn't. That's not my judgment.
Well, do you judge who's in the country lawfully and who isn't?
No, I don't judge who eats and who doesn't.
Has
and you know what? If you're hungry someday, I'll feed you.
Well, that would be different, wouldn't it? Because I am a citizen.
No, you're a person. A person.
are more than 400,000 illegal immigrants in Arizona, one of the main entry points for people crossing into the U.S. from Mexico. Under the law, local policemen can act as immigration agents. They can detain anyone who they suspect is an illegal alien, arrest or fine the person if they fail to provide a U.S. identification document, or arrest anyone who hires or transports an undocumented worker. Human rights activists, outraged by the new law, say many groups are already planning legal action.
It is a dagger in the heart of Arizona's economy. It will profile anybody who looks or sounds like an immigrant in the state of Arizona.
How much money would you say you have lost in potential business as a result of the current law?
$4 or $5 million over a year's time is probably a reasonable figure.
It's a mess. Business owners say the immigration law backfired. Illegal workers once made up about 11% of Arizona's workforce. But with the crackdowns, thousands simply left. 2 months ago, an economist predicted 8% of Arizona's population would disappear, and the state would lose tens of billions of dollars in economic output because of the new law. Hardest hit, agriculture, tourism, hospitality, construction. But unemployment is low here. It's below 4%. So there aren't a lot of workers to fill jobs vacated by the immigrants who left. Bailey tried hiring veterans, ex-cons, even a lost boy from Africa. Nothing's worked. We asked, what will Arizona do now? Turns out, lawmakers are now considering a plan to try to get the illegal immigrants back again. That's right, they're doing a 180. Oops. This state senator has a plan to get the workers back. It's sort of an end run on the original plan to get them out. It's a guest worker program. It would allow businesses to legally hire illegal Mexican workers.
We want to see our companies be able to have increased productivity, increased profits so that Arizona's economy can go up. This influx of immigrant workers could make a big difference.
Here's how a guest worker program would work in Arizona. First, a business would have to prove it was unsuccessful at hiring legal U.S. workers. Then it would hire Mexican workers using the Mexican consulate. Every Mexican worker would get a background check, be photographed and fingerprinted before getting a guest worker card and coming here to Arizona.
Every industry that wants cheap labor.
Even this man, Russell Pierce, the state senator who pushed through the current tough immigration law, is softening. In a stunning reversal, he now admits the state needs the immigrants back, but only for agricultural jobs.
Crops have to be brought in, but I don't need anybody to wash my car, mow my lawn, or do I need to eat a fast food restaurant?
But Pierce is trying to have it both ways. He wants the labor, but he doesn't want the laborers. So his plan
doesn't lead to citizenship, doesn't lead to any permanent status, can't bring family with you, can't come here and have your babies, can't come here and be a burden on the taxpayer. Come here, work, earn your wages, pay your taxes, and go home when it's done.
Federal authorities say the boy shot and killed by a U.S. Border Patrol agent was trying to enter the U.S. illegally and was part of a group throwing rocks at agents in Juarez. The U.S. says the 15-year-old boy was killed just before 7 last night at an international bridge between El Paso and Juarez. U.S. and Mexican officials are pointing fingers at each other tonight over possible misconduct.
¡Racismo porquería! 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 ¡Racismo porquería!
Thank you.
no racism at all in Mexico. Actually, they're all pretty welcome. They're pretty warm people.